Before we go on with other CALGB studies, I want to ask you about SWOG SO221, because that really is sort of a follow-up, at least in my mind, the intergroup study to 9741, the dose-dense study. Can you talk about what the SWOG study is looking at?
Well, the SWOG study is certainly related to 9741. It builds upon it potentially, but it makes several important modifications. Firstly, and this relates to our earlier discussion about 4 versus 6 cycles, it assumes that 6 is better. So the baseline there is 6 cycles of dose-dense AC followed by 6 cycles of paclitaxel, Q2 week, all of it. However, using a factorial design and random assignment, half the patients get the version of AC that's been developed at the University of Washington, which is referred to as metronomic. And this is a regimen that involves weekly low-dose doxorubicin and oral daily cyclophosphamide. And there are some reasons to hypothesize that it could be superior. There's also some preoperative data showing a very high response rate for patients treated with that regimen specifically. So clearly, that's one important question that they're asking. The second question they're asking really, in a sense, derives from work that's been done by Edith Perez in the NCIC, Andy Seidman at Memorial and in the CLGB, and that is whether low-dose weekly paclitaxel might in fact be superior to Q2-week therapy the way that it was superior to Q3. And so the second factor in this study compares low-dose weekly paclitaxel for 12 weeks compared to the higher dose, that is the full dose of paclitaxel given every other week for 6 cycles. I think that the SWOG study is a very important effort that allows us to sort of dot the I's and cross the T's here about whether there really is an optimal way to deliver these active drugs to patients.